We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning. It is 6:31. You are listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is Friday, August 14th. The Sedgwick County Commission has approved a partnership with a lab in Lenexa to provide rapid response saliva tests for COVID-19. And they've also approved giving more than $1 million to Wichita State University to create a local testing lab. Commissioner David Dennis says the goal is to increase testing and get faster results.
I want to get schools open. If a factory like Spirit or Textron or someone wants to open up really quickly, they're going to have large groups of people that are asymptomatic that we need to get through in a hurry.
The health department wants to increase the number of daily tests from the current 800 to more than 2,000. A rough road ahead. The director of the National Institutes for Health issuing a somber warning until a COVID-19 vaccine is developed.
While President Trump is sounding optimistic about combating the coronavirus pandemic, pointing towards positive news towards the development of a vaccine, the director of the National Institutes of Health is striking a more cautious tone until that vaccine is on the market. Dr. Francis Collins telling Fox's Shannon Bream,
"We're not out of the woods at all. We're going to have a tough several months still to come until the vaccine becomes available."
The FDA has not approved any COVID-19 vaccines yet, but the World Health Organization says there are 31 so far that are undergoing trials in humans. In Washington, Sean Langell, Fox News.
The Big 12 Conference, along with the Atlantic Coast Conference and the Southeastern Conference, have decided to try to play football this fall. But Kansas Health and Environment Secretary Dr. Lee Norman is not a fan of holding football this year.
There's no question that both to the athletes themselves and to the spectators and coaching staff, this puts them at increased risk. I mean, the Big 10 and the Pac-12 didn't make that decision lightly, I'm sure, to cancel those. I think that it isn't practical or practicable to quarantine everybody that goes to a game and then come back. And what we would hope is that people are judicious, they use control measures such as they can. Whether people can voluntarily quarantine themselves, I think, is unlikely, and it puts us all at more risk.
High school football right now is a go at this point in Kansas, although some schools in the northeast part of the state have canceled their high school football seasons. To the west of Denver, firefighters are battling to contain the days-old grizzly fire in the Glenwood Canyon area. That fire has already charred thousands of acres, forcing evacuations and highways to close. Vicente Arenas of Fox TV affiliate KDVR reports from Glenwood Springs.
Thousands of acres have been left charred by the blaze.
It's heartbreaking, so it's hard to see.
Additional teams were brought in to battle the blaze, burning out of control. Several neighborhoods have been evacuated. Nerves here a little rattled.
My wife's nerve-wracking with her reaction.
Firefighters have said they expect a grizzly to burn for quite some time. Rain, they say, would be the biggest help, but none in the forecast.
Fire danger prompting a red flag warning across northwestern Colorado. AMC Theaters, the nation's largest movie chain, is reopening next week, including in Wichita on Thursday next week, with 15-cent movies for opening day. Regal Cinemas will open Wichita's three Warren Theaters in Old Town, at East Wichita and West Wichita, 1 week from today. Movie theater chains closed in mid-March when coronavirus cases begin to spike. It appears movie theaters were finally reopened since some new films, like Disney's New Mutants for August 28th, 2 weeks from today, and Tenet on September 3rd, are set. at least for now, to be released. Regal cinemas have been closed for almost 5 months in the U.S. because of the pandemic. But the Regal and the Warren Theaters are set to open a week from today. Wichita police have arrested three teenagers, this all stemming from a crime spree yesterday and a couple days before. The arrestees, a 15-year-old boy and a pair of 14-year-olds, facing multiple charges, including burglary, theft, aggravated assault. They've been booked into the juvenile detention facility. The teens suspected of breaking into four businesses early yesterday morning and another one on Tuesday. Yesterday, at 2 in the morning, they hit the suspects hit the Cabela's at 21st and Greenwich in northeast Wichita, broken into and robbed. A few hours later, before 5 a.m., the Dick's Sporting Goods on West Kellogg, broken into and robbed. A little bit after 5 a.m. yesterday, another Dick's Sporting Goods at 21st and Rock was broken into on the northeast side of town. And yesterday morning at 6:30, an armed robbery at the Academy Sports and Outdoors north of 21st and Greenwich was broken into. And the teens are also accused of a burglary Tuesday at the Dick's Sporting Goods on West Kellogg. A wave of deaths among children at a camp for ISIS supporters in Syria.
The United Nations saying at least 8 children under the age of 5 died in the space of 5 days earlier this month at a notorious camp in Syria. The UN's children's agency saying the deaths were avoidable, caused by malnutrition or dehydration. It says nearly 40,000 children from 60 countries are at the Al-Hol camp, which is run by Kurdish forces allied with the US. Most detainees are the wives of ISIS fighters and their children. Simon Owen, Fox News.
A new proposal in the US Senate will seek to lay down guidelines for collegiate athletes, this amid a push for amateurs to cash in on their likeness.
New Jersey Senator Cory Booker and Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal Thursday unveiling the College Athletes Bill of Rights, a proposal in the push towards federal legislation regarding student athletes and profiting off name, image, and likeness. The NCAA had sought congressional intervention as more states were coming forward with bills guaranteeing collegiate athletes the chance to capitalize on NIL rights. This proposal from Senators Booker and Blumenthal also looks to create revenue-sharing agreements with conferences and schools, ban any restrictions in association to transferring, and establishing a commission of current and former college athletes to add input on decisions regarding amateur sports. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
As we head into the weekend, let's take a look at the weather forecast and check in with meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. An area of high pressure is over the central part of the country, and that's giving us a few patchy clouds in spots, but for the most part, mostly sunny and warm again today. We should reach 93 for the high. After midnight, a frontal boundary will move through. Our low 71, partly cloudy, only 89 for the high on Saturday, 86 on Sunday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Currently in Wichita, we have a breeze out of the northeast. We are under a clear sky. It is 74 degrees here on this Friday, August 14th. It is 6:38 with Steve and Ted here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And that means it's time to get all that great information on the commodities update. And let's get more from Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Ted and Jad. Additional buying activity Thursday pushed the live cattle futures to new highs for the current move to the upside, and they closed on a two-sided note. Now, the feeder cattle, their futures traded mixed, closed negative on an inside trading session. Cash cattle trade was fairly quiet yesterday, especially in the north, but this week's prices have been well above last week. The lean hog futures closed positive yesterday despite pork export sales of only 10.5 thousand metric tons. That included the cancellation from China of 8.8 thousand metric tons of pork. At the close yesterday, October live cattle 57 cents higher at 110.15. September feeder cattle down 57 cents at 147.37. And October hog 75 cents higher at 52.35. Now, this week, China and unknown destinations have bought 1.6 million metric tons of U.S. soybeans. Despite Wednesday's price-negative USDA report, the wheat, corn, and soybeans all closed positive yesterday. Now, keep in mind, just a few sessions ago, they were all on their near-term lows. At the moment, September KC wheat's a half a penny higher at 425.5. December corn down a penny and three quarters at 337, with November soybeans down 3 3/4 at 895 3/4. September crude oil unchanged at $42.24. December gold down $13.80 at $1,956.50. September S&P 3.5 points lower, $33.64.5. September dollar index 12 cents lower at $93.20. And September Dow Jones futures 90 points lower at $27,735. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Loeffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
So what fueled a little bit of a rebound there for the wheat and the corn?
I think more than anything, the biggest fueling came from the corn and the soybean markets, which the wheat kind of got dragged along to the upside. It came from some technical buying, some covering of short positions by the managed money, and a little bit of hope that maybe the FSA numbers that came out showing lower acreage was correct, which most likely they will be adjusted higher down the road.
We got the weekend on the way. What do you have big plans for this weekend here in mid-August?
Well, as usual, I haven't checked with the boss yet to see exactly what's on my schedule.
Well, that would help. Mrs. Loeffler needs to be apprised of all your activities.
Exactly, and she kind of controls mine, so I have to find out what I'm doing or not doing.
All right. Well, I'm glad you know the drill.
Oh, yeah, after a few years, you kind of catch on.
All right. Well, you have a great weekend, no matter what she has planned, and we'll reconvene on Monday, all right?
Thank you, Dan.
You got it. That is the Commodities Update. Great information, as always, every weekday morning at this time with Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. Simple and compound interests. Find out more from money tracker Don Grant about those topics coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.